Welcome to Your Personal Power Pod, a podcast about aligning yourself with the life you want. And here are your hosts, Sandy Abel and Shannon Young.
Shannon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Sandy. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am well and very excited because today we are recording our 60th episode of Your Personal Power Pod.
That's exciting.
How did that happen? I don't know how that happened. We just said, oh, let's do a podcast and help people feel good about themselves. 60 episodes later, here we are.
We couldn't have done it without all you guys.
Absolutely.
Because if you didn't listen, we wouldn't be here. So thank you so much for participating in this podcasting journey with us.
Absolutely. And I do want to, on our 60th, give a shout out to our amazing editor, Kelly, who takes what we do and puts it all together and makes it sound like we actually know what we're doing. Editors are phenomenal, folks, just in case you don't know.
Kelly is incredible. Kelly, we love you because we know you'll be listening to this. And she is available for other editing gigs. So if anybody has a podcast that they're thinking of doing, but they are not feeling quite as smooth as perhaps they could be on a microphone, Kelly can work wonders. So let us know if you're interested in having Kelly's contact information and we will put her in touch with you.
Definitely. And today we have a fun topic.
This is a great one because it's one of those things we talk about all the time. And there are so many shoulds surrounding it and so much misunderstanding and expectation. What are we talking about?
We are talking about, are you happy?
Oof, that's a big one.
That is a huge topic. Most of us want to be happy and think we're happy most of the time. But there are a lot of folks who have trouble with that concept. I was talking to a woman at a meeting the other day, just talking about how much I love my life and all that. And she said, wow, you're really lucky. I'm just not a happy person. And I thought, wow, that is really sad. So I said, why is that? Is your life really awful? And she said, no, I have a good husband and healthy kids and we live in a nice house, but that could change any minute. I feel like I always have to be prepared for that. Mm-hmm. So I can't just relax and enjoy my happiness. Mm-hmm. And I felt really bad for her. I thought we would discuss happiness.
Let's do it.
Happiness is a state of emotional well-being that you experience when something good happens, that's short-term happiness, in a specific moment, or when you find the joy in almost everything, which I think is what you and I do, Shan. Mm-hmm. It's a positive evaluation of your life and how it's going, and is often characterized by feelings of joy, satisfaction, a sense of purpose and meaning, contentment and fulfillment.
It's also described as involving positive emotions and just being kind of satisfied with your life. And that doesn't mean that you aren't wanting or striving to make things bigger or better. It just means that you're okay where you are as well.
Right.
Part of that is being in control of your thoughts and focusing on the positive and understanding that the happiness in your life comes from the quality of your thoughts and not necessarily the hard facts of what's going on in your life.
Something can happen and some people will say, oh, that's just terrible. I would hate for that to happen to me. You might say, well, yeah, it was difficult, but I learned all these lessons and there's all this good in it. And you find the happiness, even though it's not an instantly happy thing, like spending time with people you love. That's just instantly happy.
Well, for those of us who have quality families.
Yes. We are very fortunate that you and I do. I hope all of our listeners have at least one person in your life that you enjoy being with and that that interaction makes you happy on some level.
Yes.
I really hope you have that.
Chosen family as opposed to blood family.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Your mm-hmm. circle of wonderful people.
Yeah.
And some might be blood related and some might be related other ways. It doesn't matter as long as they're positive and make you happy. Because mm-hmm. happiness comes from a lot of different places and most of it's under your control.
Oh, explain that.
Well, it depends on the quality of your thoughts, which define how you see the world. And we have discussed this in other episodes about other emotions, but it really is an attitude of gratitude and positivity. And the way you find the good in your life and your positive mindset will bring you happiness.
I think it's important to clarify because there are some philosophies out there that just say, just focus on the positive, put a pretty filter over everything going on and don't look at the negative. And that's not what we're saying here.
Yes, not at all.
There is an element of acknowledging what's actually going on in order to deal with it. But when we say having an attitude of gratitude and being positive, we just mean don't let that overtake everything. Hey, yeah, so maybe we're struggling with our bills this month. Okay, that's a fact. Let's yes. look at what we're doing with our money. Let's yes. address it. Let's change it. And now let's be happy for where we are.
Yes. It's recognizing and appreciating the small joys.
Yes.
And there's always things that you can appreciate. The beauty of nature or your child's smile, the coziness of your blanket. Mm-hmm. There's always something to focus on.
I started a few years ago acknowledging and celebrating what I call perfect moments.
Ooh, I like that.
Which can be really simple. Like today, my husband left for work about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, and our dogs were in the kennel while he was getting ready. And when he left them in the kennel since I was still sleeping. And one of them, our talking dog, she whimpered and whimpered and whimpered and whined and whined and whined. And she just does this. It's not like she was in need of anything. She had plenty of food and water. Her kennel is nice and large. Like she was fine. She just doesn't like being away from her tribe. And when she finally piped down for, I don't know, 30 seconds, it was a perfect moment.
It was quiet again.
It was lovely. And so yes. just starting to practice seeing those moments, you'll find that you have a whole lot more of them than you think you do when you're looking at the big picture.
Exactly. And I think happiness is made up of the little picture.
Yes.
All those little tiny things, like how lovely it is when the dog stops whining. Mm-hmm. Just enjoy the silence and the peace that comes with it. Oh, isn't that nice? You know? And that's the moment of happiness.
Yes, it was very nice. And then I let her out and then I loved on her then and it was fine. But I also think getting back to your friend who said she's just not a happy person because she's always waiting for the other shoe to drop and another right. negative thing to happen. I feel like part of that is having positive self-esteem and loving and appreciating yourself and feeling strong in your ability to handle adversity. Because
yes.
if you know that you can handle whatever comes your way, then that frees you up to be okay in this moment, even if it changes in the next moment, because you know you
Absolutely.
Can take care of it.
Definitely, 100%. Positive self-esteem and being able to claim your personal power, which mm-hmm. is what we're all about, make a big difference in your ability to find the joy and be happy.
I think part of that positive self-esteem is also being able to talk to yourself like you talk to the other people in your life who you love. You're not going to berate them or beat them down with words. Of course, you're not going to do it physically.
We hope not.
We don't talk to ourselves nicely a lot of the time. And if you love you, you treat yourself like you treat the other people in your life whom you love.
Absolutely. Well, it's important to remember when you talk to yourself, you're talking to your inner child mm-hmm. who is somewhere, we've talked about inner children, child before, somewhere between the age of like 2 and 5. Would you talk to a little person who hadn't done anything? Would you be mean to them? No. So talk to yourself gently because
yes.
you're talking to your inner child.
Yes.
I always say, be gentle with yourself. And that's because there's a little person in there and he or she is helping you find the joy. Make sure that you speak kindly to yourself.
Yes. And take care of yourself the way you would take care of somebody whom you love. Eat well, exercise, practice self-care, and spoil yourself once in a while.
Yeah.
Do nice things for you, and that will help your positive outlook.
Absolutely. And then sometimes it's good to get involved in something that's a little challenging, you know, learn a new skill. Or like for me, it's always a challenge. I have to give a talk to a group of people in a couple of months. And that's always a challenge. And I agonize over it for a while. And then I go, you know, just talk to them and it'll be fine. But that's a challenging activity. And once I do it, I'll feel really good about myself and find a lot of joy in that.
And it helps you grow and evolve. Staying stuck isn't good for your outlook.
No, stuck is stuck, mm-hmm. which means you don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And practice having a little bit of distance between your emotions and your moods. If you just feel and immerse yourself in the feeling, then it can overtake your life. But if you give yourself a little bit of distance to be able to look at what you're feeling, kind of remove yourself a little bit from it. It's kind of how you spoke about self-esteem many, many moons ago, that the seasons and the storms kind of roll on by underneath your awareness. Instead of being in the middle of it, you're kind of on top of it, just observing.
You're riding the wave. You're not being swamped by it.
Yes.
That's so important.
And like Sandy said, set some goals. Meet them. Move forward. Evolve. Progress.
Yeah.
Enhance yourself.
Because there's a lot of satisfaction in that, and that will make you happy. And also creating and maintaining social ties and cultivating positive relationships will definitely help with your happiness level. And finding a purpose beyond yourself. Do acts of kindness and give to others. All those things that we just talked about will help bring you happiness.
Of all the stories that I've heard about people who were feeling whatever level of discontent in their life, this last one seems to be the one that brings people out of that dark place the fastest. Mm-hmm. Focusing on people or things other than you, providing acts of service, taking the focus off yourself and putting it on someone else in a positive way,
right,
can just turn your world around.
Exactly. And it just builds the joy and the happiness that you feel internally to the point where eventually you have a happy life. Like, I do know some women who have lost their husbands recently, and after coming to terms with it and grieving and figuring out, okay, who am I now that I'm not part of a couple anymore? They look around the community and it's like, okay, who can I help? What can I do? And the more they help and the more they get involved with other people who are all doing good, the better they feel and the more joy they start to find again.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important to do acts of kindness and give back to others. And notice all these things that we talked about, where happiness comes from. Happiness does not come from money or things. Once your basic needs are met, you have food, clothing, shelter, and safety. Money doesn't do it. The fancy yacht or the huge amounts of cash in the bank, it might make you temporarily happy because you think it's going to do something for you. But you look at people with lots and lots of money, they're busy giving it away because the money doesn't make them happy.
Money provides opportunities.
Ooh, yes. Beautiful.
But it's not the only way
right.
to find opportunities. Money is a tool. It is not actually the key to happiness, although it can certainly be utilized towards the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah. But a lot of people say, you know, I'll be happy when I win the lottery, or I'll be happy when I have a job that pays me $500,000 a year. Well, if you don't enjoy the job, what good is that money going to do you?
Right. It all comes from the same place. If you're not willing to choose happiness now, why would you choose happiness later?
Perfect. Oh, you're so wise today. I
love you.
So it's important to remember that money does not buy happiness, as I said, once your basic needs are met. So if you're waiting for the $1 million to show up so you can be happy, don't. There's opportunity today with all these other things we talked about.
Yeah, you could be waiting quite a long time.
Yeah, there's that. Yes.
So I want to just talk about the concept of being happy. American society seems to place a huge importance on the phrase being happy, and not every culture does that.
Right.
I think there are a lot of people out there, especially these days when it seems like so many of us are suffering from depression, overwhelm. We're all bombarded by so much every day that it can be easy to get lost in that. And then to have the pressure to be happy on top of it can just be crushing. And I think happiness probably means something different to each of us. I know that for me, I experience moments of joy a lot, but I'm not in that giddy place of happiness all the time. I am just genuinely awed by the world and living in a place of being thankful for everything. And that makes me feel a certain level of contentment and being a part of things, which provides kind of a lovely peace. But I think the phrase being happy conjures up images of people who are just like frenetically smiling and just overjoyed at everything. And that is not necessarily what it means. I think even though there is definitely a definition for the word happy, I think it's kind of up to each of us to decide what state of positivity do we want to live in.
Right.
And then work for that.
See what makes you content.
Yes.
There's a lot of joy and contentment in just appreciating, like we said earlier, your child's smile or your cozy blanket or whatever.
Or your dog shuts up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
One of those.
Yes, the moment of silence after your dog is quiet. It's a very personal thing. I think the important part is for people to be aware that they have the power to find it in all aspects of their lives, or most aspects of their lives.
Yes.
We each have to take responsibility to do that.
It's not about needing to quote unquote be happy because that's how you should be.
Ooh, no shoulds. We don't do shoulds here.
I think it's like, take a look at how you want to feel for the amount of time you're here.
Right.
And then go that direction. I have friends who I love them dearly and we've known each other for decades, but their baseline level of happiness is different from mine. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, they are happy where they are or they're stuck where they are. And I love them and I want to spend time with them.
It's a familiar comfort zone.
Yeah. And it's hard to be around them for a long time, but I love them.
Sure.
And so finding a way to have compassion for the fact that they aren't at the place where they are willing to choose something different.
Right.
You just kind of have to accept it or help them. But, you know, it's not going to be the same for every person.
Well, and some people, as we said, were raised in a family with the struggle, suffer philosophy of life is hard and then you die, basically. That just sounds so sad to me because where is the joy and the fun and the happiness? But if that's what they know, then it's important if they want to change it to first be aware of where it all came from and then maybe challenge it for themselves. Start finding the little moments of joy you pointed out because they don't have to continue whatever they were raised with if it doesn't make them feel happy and content.
Although, like we say often, when somebody chooses to stay in one of those conditions that is less than helpful.
Right.
It's usually because they're getting something from it, whether it's attention or comfort, or that's all they know. So it's just familiar.
Yeah.
But there are definitely downsides to thinking negatively and staying in a state of unhappiness.
Oh my goodness. Yes. It'll weaken your immune system. So you will be much more susceptible to colds and all kinds of illnesses. And it makes you feel stressed and anxious and upset if you don't take care of yourself physically or emotionally.
And it can, if you do it long enough, just bring you into this dark place of depression and sadness, which, you know, the lower you sink, the harder it is to get out.
Right.
If you start thinking about the negative and looking for the worst in situations, it's the same as looking for the best in situations. It becomes a habit and you will find more and more of it.
Exactly. You will find what you look for because there's always everything there. So it's your choice. Do you want to look for and find the worst? Or do you want to look for and find the positive?
Yeah.
You know, unhappiness and negativity can damage your personal, professional relationships and cause all kinds of problems in your life. It's just not fun.
And on the flip side, we'll give you the positive side effects of being happy. First of all, finding the fun and the joy in life. I mean, you only go around the sun so many times. You might as well enjoy it. Otherwise, why bother?
Exactly. And you attract positive people and experiences to yourself by your attitude and sense of joy. Other people who want to experience that are attracted to you. So you have a tribe of happiness.
Yes, I like that.
And you feel content within yourself, which helps you deal better with disappointments or unexpected events that are not as positive as you want them to be. You can find the joy and the good in that, or at least find the positive in that more easily.
And you're more likely to become successful. If you're one of those people that people like being around and have a positive attitude and find the good, then not only will people want to be around you, but they will want to offer you more opportunities.
Absolutely. And if you're expecting things to work out, if somebody hires you to, you know, sell widgets and you go, oh yeah, I'll try, but you know, there's no market for widgets. Well, they're not going to hire you. But if you go, oh my goodness, the world really needs this widget. This is fabulous. Let's go do it. Oh my goodness, they will hire you and you will be successful and the world will have more widgets.
And the more widgets you sell, the more contentment you will feel. Not necessarily.
Because you will be proud of yourself, and then you practice self-love and self-compassion, and your self-esteem is fabulous, all because you're selling widgets because you knew you could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, it helps you get on that path of making decisions that are good for your mind and your body. If you're looking at the positive and you're enjoying the things that feel good, well, then you're probably enjoying the way you feel after you've exercised or eaten something really good for you instead of sitting down and eating a giant steak and butter slathered mashed potatoes. And, you know, that kind of thing is great every once in a while. But if you're doing that a lot, I would bet you quite a bit of money that after that meal, you don't feel good.
Yes.
You feel sluggish. Yeah. You feel thick. You feel low energy. And if you're paying attention to how you feel and choosing the states that make you feel better, you'll make better decisions.
Absolutely. You'll eat much healthier. You'll be more active. You'll sleep better because happiness leads to healthy behaviors. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it keeps you physically healthy. It makes it so your blood pressure is lower and helps you work and exercise so that you get thinner. And positivity is amazing, happiness. And it lowers your risk of stroke and heart disease and all kinds of things.
Yeah. And there have been studies done on people who are fighting different kinds of cancers. Mm-hmm. And how they act in their life when they're not actively being treated for radiation or chemotherapy, what they do when they go home. Mm-hmm. And people who meditate and watch comedies and focus on the love in their lives and take good care of themselves often heal faster.
Absolutely.
Than people who wallow in fear and become more or less self-destructive.
Exactly. Yes, happiness can keep you healthy. So it's well worth the effort to find it, and your life will be more fun and healthier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'll have more energy too.
Yeah.
Just practice thinking, oh, today's going to be terrible. And just watch how your body Ooh. Feels. And then say, today's going to be great. And I can handle whatever comes my way. And whether you believe it or not, I bet that just hearing those words mm-hmm. will make your body feel differently.
Well, there again, we're talking about your inner child. He or she will believe what you tell him. And so you say, this is going to be a great day. If you were with your child and something happened and you said, that's okay, we can deal with this. We'll get this done and it will all turn out well. You're not going to say to a child, uh-oh, this is terrible. Oh, it's not going to work. This is bad. You know, you're not going to say that to a four-year-old. So don't say it to yourself. Be gentle with your inner child.
I have an interesting story about that, about how words can affect us.
Oh, cool.
Many moons ago, my husband's daughter was doing sports in middle school, and she just jumped off the bleachers wrong and did some serious damage to her ankle.
Ooh, ouch.
And I was concerned that she had broken it.
Yeah.
I picked her up. I took her to the emergency room. We were getting her squared away, and it was taking a while for her to see the doctor.
Right.
And her ankle looked horrible. Ooh. Like she had a baseball under the skin.
Oh,
like she
dear.
Was swollen like nobody's business. And I thought, oh, we're done for the year, you know? But that's not how we talked about it. One of the things we said all the time to her was, bodies are whack. Bodies do weird things. And they're going to do weird things. And we're here where people can take care of it. And you're going to be fine. And it may take a little time for you to heal, but you're going to be up and better than ever within no time. It's going to be fine.
Right.
And she eventually stopped crying and everything was good. Then another family member showed up, and that family member was just as concerned as we were, but I don't think she was thinking a whole lot before she started talking. And the first thing she said was, oh, I hope it's not broken.
Mm.
And that poor child heard that word broken and fell apart again.
Oh, dear.
And it was just the concept of, oh, this could be bad.
Yes.
Instead of, yeah, this is maybe not fun, but it's going to be okay.
What a great story.
You know, and just the difference in words.
Yes.
Affected the whole situation. You could feel the energy shift.
Yep. And it does. Words are powerful because mm-hmm. we believe them. Our inner child believes them. Our subconscious believes them. You put a positive spin on it. You found that it will be fine. And unfortunately, the other person didn't. I hopefully it turned out okay. But that's a beautiful example of how your words can really impact a situation.
Yeah. So pick them wisely.
Right. And it's important to remember that creating a happy, joyful life is less about external circumstances and more about what's on the inside. And you just showed that. You always have the power to take control and create the kind of life you want to live, depending on how you choose to look at things.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Do you have situations where you maybe could have gone with the negative route, but instead made a concerted effort to look at the positive and move forward on a happy path?
I just sort of do that. I always try to find the positive. But many years ago, as you know, your dad was in a motorcycle accident. I got the call. It took about 2 or 3 hours to drive to where he was. And the whole time I would start down the negative, oh my gosh, this is terrible. And it's like, no, this will be fine. He's in the hospital. They're taking good care of him. We'll work it through. When I got there, he'd broken all of his ribs and his clavicle, but he was not permanently damaged or he was not in danger of dying. It was just going to be painful and inconvenient for a while. We both just adopted a positive attitude about, well, this is a bummer, but wow, we're really lucky he was close to the hospital and we were really glad that I could get there. They were taking great care of him. And we just focused on how grateful we were that he was alive and not permanently damaged. We would figure out how to move ahead and go do that. Mm-hmm. Your attitude makes all the difference. If I'd go running into the hospital screaming and crying, oh my God, where's my husband? That would not have helped anybody. Focus on the good, focus on the joy, focus on the happy. And I am still very grateful and happy that he healed and we got home and it was all good.
That's a good story. I remember when you guys came home.
Yes.
It wasn't as if, oh, dad is wounded. You know, like your life went on. He definitely was wounded.
Yes.
I mean, no question about it. It was like the whole attitude was, we're not going to be playing tennis for a while. You know, but everything is okay.
Yes.
And it set the tone for my brother and me to be like, oh, okay, dad's going to be okay. Honestly, to this day, I didn't know his injuries were that bad. I mean, I knew that he'd broken some things. I didn't know he'd broken all of his ribs. It wasn't like you hid things from us. You just didn't freak out about them.
Well, we didn't focus on them. We focused on the bottom line, which is he will be fine. And we are very grateful for that. We'll do what we need to do and move on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is how you find happiness.
Awesome. Wrap it up, Sandy.
Okay. Happiness is a state of emotional well-being in which you find and focus on the good and joy in your life. There are many great things about being happy, including good health, strong relationships, success in your endeavors, and overall enjoyment of life. Happiness comes from many things and is the result of your perceptions and thoughts about them. If you were raised in a family that seldom found the joy in life and taught you that it's a struggle, you might have a difficult time finding general happiness. When this happens, it weakens your immune system, interferes with relationships, and makes it difficult to find the joy in your life. Once your basic needs are met, huge amounts of money and lots of things don't really bring lasting happiness. There are a lot of very unhappy, wealthy people. Finding the good and keeping an attitude of gratitude will increase your happiness levels. It's important to know that you always have the power to find and choose the joy in your life.
And I'd like to add that even though we say if you were raised in a family that seldom found the joy in life or that adopted the struggle-suffer mentality, that it might be challenging for you to find the good and focus on the good, but that's only momentarily.
Yes.
It's just foreign to you.
Exactly.
So if you are willing to sit in the uncomfort for a little bit, you can find a new way of thinking.
Oh, of course. Always can. First, you identify how you were raised and if it was conducive to positive or negative attitudes about life and happiness. And then if it was something that isn't what you want now, you have the power to change that.
Mm-hmm.
First, you recognize and acknowledge that. And then you say, okay, so I have a friend who's always happy. How do they do that? I'm going to pay attention to that. Let's figure this out because it's just a new skill and I can certainly do it.
I love that. I love the concept that choosing happiness is a skill.
Yes.
Because it means you can just practice it and get better and better and better at it.
Exactly. So I hope all of our listeners will do that. If you love your life and find the joy every day, wonderful. I am so pleased for you. And if sometimes you have trouble finding happiness, you can change that. You do have the power.
Thanks so much, Sandy. I have to say that of the many, many, myriad hundreds of thousands of things that you and Dad passed on to me through my childhood, this is one of the biggies.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, Shan. You know, as a parent, you never know what's coming across and how it's coming across. But I'm really glad because finding the joy in life makes all the difference.
It does. Thank you so much.
And thank you. And thanks to our listeners for being with us on this fun journey of 60 episodes.
Woohoo! Woo-hoo! And one of the things we love best about doing this podcast is hearing from you. And we do. We hear from quite a few of you. So whether it's stories about how self-esteem and personal power have affected your life, or whether you're just sharing topics with us that you'd like us to address in future episodes, please get in touch with us. We would also, if you're feeling like it, love for you to review our podcast. And you can do that wherever you stream. Or if you just want to talk to us one-on-one, you can visit yourpersonalpowerpod.com, click contact, and drop us an email. And as always, we want to let you know that we are on Instagram and you can find us at Your Personal Power Pod if you are on Insta. Also, if you want to learn how coaching can change your life, contact Sandy at sandy@insidejobscoach.com. Thank you so much for listening. We look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, find your power and change your life.